I feel in my spirit that this woman of God has something to give us. Amen. And when I was sitting there, I felt the fire burning in her to bring the word of the Lord. Amen. And I just want to sit under her feet so that we can hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to speak to us today. Amen. Sometimes, you know, we don't walk by sight. We walk by faith. And I felt, you know, there's a scripture that says a word from a far country comes to satisfy thirst. Amen. And I feel like she has something that she will she'll be able to minister to us today. So do you welcome her with both hands? Amen. Evangelist Elizabeth, please come and minister to us. Amen. And we love your singing. I'm just so blessed by your singing. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I thank God this morning. I want to sing in CD4, track number one. We want to say our help comes from the Lord. I will lift up my eyes to the hills where my help comes from. My help will come from the Lord. Amen. This is my newest CD. I don't know if because I love to pray or something, but many of the songs... Just wait a minute. You know, the songs that are in that CD are from Psalm. So this one says, I will not look to the east or to the west or to the south or to America or to Africa or to my brothers or to my pastor, but I will look to the Lord where my help comes from. It comes from Jehovah God, the maker of heaven and earth. So this morning we want to it's like we prophesy to ourselves and tell ourselves, my help will not come from my job. My help will come from God. If only you allow him, he will help you. Many times we go alone, and when we are there and we fail, we blame God. But today we want to say, Lord, you are our help. You know, God becomes what you qualify him to become in your life. If you tell him you are my healer, he appears and becomes your healer. If you tell him you are my provider, he comes and becomes your provider. Whatever you qualify him, it doesn't matter how it looks, he becomes that. So this morning we want to say, our help comes from God. Track number one, Msaada. Just speak these words to yourself, that my help will come from the Lord.
anipiga mchana wala mwezi wakati wa usiku maana yana hata nilinda nitokapo na nirudipo jua halita nipiga mchana wala mwezi wakati wa usiku maana yana hata nilinda nitokapo na ningiapo tainua inua sauti yako mwambie nitazame
bless you, Lord. Our help comes from God, the maker of heaven and earth. Amen. This morning, I thank God for the Lord allowing me to come to this church. Amen. And we say that we are a people of purpose. And the people of purpose will not die until the purpose of God is revealed in their lives, until it comes to pass. This morning, there are many battles that you fought on your own. You have tried to explain yourself, and people don't understand you. But this morning I've come to tell you that you will not need to fight this battle because the battle belongs to the Lord. So in your prayers, you will add some praise. And when you praise God, as we were praising God this morning, God will come down and he will fight your battles. You know, sometimes pastor people think praise and worship is for the praise and worship team or it is for the choir alone. But praise is for everybody. The Bible says when you pray, he hears from heaven. But when you praise him, he stands up and he comes down. You know, I was telling people somewhere that in Kenya, we had a president called President Moi. And most of you know Moi. He was our president that time. And when he went somewhere, people would praise him. Tawala Kenya, tawala Rais Moi, unatawala vyema. And sometimes he was not tawaling well, but they told him and they showered him with all the praises, you know. And when he accepted the praises, he stood up with the rungu, and he said, I accept. And when he accepts, whatever you needed in that area, he would say, we will tell the minister of the whatever that you need. He will start that job from tomorrow. Why? Because he accepted the praises that people
praised him. So if Moi, our president, and he is a man, Moi, and you know him, hallelujah. If he was praised by people, and you said basi kwe hivyo when he accepts, what about our God? If we come to praise him, to worship him, the Bible says that he will come down. And when he comes down, your life will never be the same again. So don't accept pastor to be telling you tana kuchochea. Let us worship, let us praise. When they say we are praising, praise. Because in the praise, God comes down. And when he comes, your life will be transformed. And when you're transformed, everybody will know that you're transformed. If something happens to you, even your neighbors will know. And you will change. Your address will change. Everything about you will change. Because when God comes, his transformation is seen by everybody. So today I have come to say, in your prayers, you have prayed. You have said, give me this, give me that. Why did you not give me this? Now we have come to stop all those things. And in that we add praise. Because when you thank him for the things that he has not done, he will do them. But we are used to complain. In the reason that you are here today. Guy, do you know what wanaendaga pare kwa visa kila siku? Mwingine anaambiwa wewe kutoka sasa usirudi kukuja hapa mpaka miaka tano ifike ndio ukuje. Do you know that? So you being here, usiweke murmuring kwa mdomo yako. You should praise God. Because you are a person of purpose. Ndiyo maana Mungu amekulete. Na mpaka kusudi until that purpose is fulfilled. Oh my goodness. The others wanted to come when you were coming. That time. But up to now it is 10 years. It is 5 years. It is 3 years. They have not come. Because they were not supposed to be here. You were. And why are you complaining? Why are you complaining? Where you come from? Ama mahali mimi natoka, sijui kwenu. Hakuna mtu alileta barua kwa mlango yetu. Mimi sikuona. Ati postman alete kwangu. Hakuleta. Lakini hapa kwa sababu Mungu alibadilisha hali. There is a postman that comes and brings the mails. You just take it for granted. You don't see like it's anything. But that is something that would show you that God has done something in your life. But when you come in, you forget. You know, now I am in. Remember when you came in, it was God. When you are in, here. My brother, my sister, it is still God. When you're still in here, I repeat, it is still God. The way you prayed 27 days, 30, 40, 21, 7. And those who didn't know how to pray, they called Maombi Muniombe. Pray for me, I am going to the embassy. And you came. It was God. And if it was God, let it be God. Because he is saying, even when you're here, he knows you, you will not have to fight your battles. But I, God, will fight your battles. Let's read from 2 Chronicles. Usiseme ati ule mhubiri alihubiri maneno yake. 2 Chronicles 20, verse 17. There was a king called Jehoshaphat. The Bible says in verse 17, the Lord told them, you will not need, in verse 17, to fight in this battle. Huh. Position. yourself, you don't have to say anything. And stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, who is with you, O Judah and Jerusalem. Do not fear. Judah is a praiser. If you're a praiser, God will fight your battles. Judah and Jerusalem, do not fear or dismay. Tomorrow, go out against them, for the Lord is with you. And Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face on the ground. And all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem bowed before the Lord, worshipped the Lord. Verse 19, the Bible says, then the Levites and the children of the Kohathites and all of the children of the Korahites stood up to praise the Lord God of Israel with voices loud and high. They didn't worship sophisticatedly. They didn't look around. They worshipped in a loud voice. Mahali palitaka kupigwa kigelegele wakapiga kwa sababu sasa waliambiwa lazima wafanye hivyo ndio Bwana apigane vita yao. So they rose early in the morning and went out into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went out, Jehoshaphat stood said, hear me, O Judah, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God, and you shall be established. Believe in his prophets, and you shall prosper. Verse 21, and when he had consulted with the people, he appointed those who should sing to the Lord and who should praise the beauty of his holiness. And as they went out before the army, and they were saying, praise the Lord for his mercies endureth forever. That was their song. Mushukuruni Bwana kwa maana fadhili zake ni za milele na milele. Praise the Lord. This was their song. For his mercies endureth forever. If it was not for the mercies of the Lord, even here, we would be consumed. They said, bless you, Lord, for your mercies that endure forever, that endureth every day. They are new every day in our lives. Praise the Lord for his mercies. Fadhili zake. His mercies endures forever for us. Now when they began to sing and to praise the Lord, the Lord set an ambushment against the people of Ammon, Moab, Mount Seir, who had come against Judah, and they were defeated. There are people who had ganged together to fight Judah. And Judah is a praiser. And when they will gang up, because you are a chosen one of God, the Lord will set an ambushment against the devil. That is why he's saying, the battle is not yours, but the battle belongs to the Lord. You have tried to explain yourself so many times. But now it's not time to explain yourself. Now it's time to praise God. And he's saying you don't have to fight this battle. But when you praise me, I am there and I am going to speak on your behalf. I will go on your behalf. You are here. You tried to say so many things. You've tried to. I came here because of. Don't explain. Because God knows you are here and he is going. Goshira shira waku. How do you call that in English? To petition your case. He's saying, don't fight. Stand. Position yourself. I don't know whether you're hearing. Position yourself. Stand. Don't do anything. Praise me. And I will fight your battle. I will petition your case. I will shira for you. It is rather God shiras for me. Hey-ya. He's saying, don't say anything. And as they were praising God, the Lord stood in the valley where the enemies were, because they had gathered in a valley to come and attack the people of God unawares. So they were gathering and planning their plans. And Jehoshaphat was told, there are people who have come to attack you. And he inquired from the Lord. We prayed to God. He allowed us to come. Why don't we go to him again? Even when we are here, go back to God. They inquired from the Lord. They asked him, Lord, they have come. They are here. At the wilderness, they are there, and there are many. What are we going to do? Then the Lord told them, stand still. Don't do anything. Praise me. And the battle is not yours. This time it is mine. I will fight for you myself. Do you know God went into the bonde, into the valley? And the enemies fought each other until they finished each other in the valley. The Lord looking. He caused them to fight each other. Do you know there are people that God will cause to do things for you? They will not understand why they are doing it, but they will do it anyway. They will say, I don't like him. But I feel like I want to do this for him anyway, just for this one time. We don't care if it is just for that one time, because it is the Lord who is causing them to do that for you. Because this battle is not yours. You know what you're going through. It is not yours. It is the Lord. He's saying, just give it to me. Because some of us, If you can be able to help yourself, then God is not there. Yeah. So we have to leave it to God. Because they said that they inquired from the Lord. They said, Lord, what do we do? Where do we go from here? Which step do we take? Which direction do we go? He said, no, you don't have to go anywhere. You just organize the praise and worship team like the one was. It is crazy to put the praise and worship team and the enemy is there. But now this time God was fighting this battle his way. So sometimes it will not go the way we want it to go. God sometimes will fight the battle his way. And the Bible says that he stood there. And they killed each other. So when the Israelites were like, okay, we were told not to go. But what happened? So they decided to go into the valley to check what happened. Guess what? They found the enemies had died. Not even one had remained. If you read verse 23. Not even one. And guess what? They had come with silver. They had come with gold. They had come with all those precious things. That the Israelites, they went in there and they got, for 3 days, they picked all that they could pick. But they were not able to pick everything. Pastor, I read in the Kiswahili Bible and I saw that they came with ngombe, with cattle.
I was wondering, why did they come with the ngombes in the battlefield? You know, they were coming to fight people. But I thought maybe they were coming so that when they win, maybe they can sacrifice and rejoice and, you know. But even those ngombes, the children of Israel, they went back with the ngombes. You know, there are things that are here, the treasures. We want to pray that God will reveal to us those treasures that belong to us. That the Lord will show us that this land that we came, it will yield fruit for us. We don't just stay like that. As we are in now, let us inquire from the Lord. Ask him, Lord, there are treasures here. And indeed they are. How do we go about these treasures? Because the Lord is saying, don't fight for yourself. I will fight for you. And when he fights for you, everything that belongs to you, you will possess it. Everything that the enemy has stolen, you will refund it to you. In the name of Jesus, our time is gone. We want to pray for you. Rise up on your feet. Because the battle does not belong to you. The battle belongs to the Lord. He will stand for you. When he is with you, there is favor that will come upon your life. Even when people don't want to accept you, they will find themselves accepting you. They find themselves doing things for you because you are together with God. So let us not forget where we came from. Let us not forget where we started and how we started. The battle belongs to the Lord. If you're here and there are things that you've been going through and you've tried to fight for yourself, you've tried to go your way today, the Lord is telling you the battle belongs to him. Just lift up your hands. I want to pray for you because this word was for you this morning. You don't have to fight for yourself. Just lift up your hand. You don't have to speak anything because the Lord will speak on your behalf. Just lift up like you mean it. If you believe that the battle is not yours, you've fought yourself until you cannot fight anymore. You're tired. You're at the wall. You've come to the end of yourself. So today the Lord is saying, the battle does not belong to you. If you're hearing me, the battle belongs to the Lord. Just be there and praise him. And when you praise him, he will fight your battles and he will make sure all the enemies are cleared of your way. The battle belongs to the Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, we thank you this morning. We bless you, magnify your name, because the battle belongs to you this morning. We have fought for ourselves. We have gone to the corner. We are at the end of ourselves now. But this morning we are praying in the name of Jesus that you will fight the battle for us. Father, where we left you behind, we repent this morning. Oh, we welcome you, Lord. That you may take control again in our lives. That you may walk the walk with us. In the name of Jesus Christ. It has become too tough. We've worked it our own way, but it has not worked. But Lord, we want you
to go together with us. Because this morning you have said that the battle belongs to you. As we praise you, you will make a way for us. As we praise you, you will show us which way to follow. As we praise you, Lord, you will transform our lives. As we praise you, you will reveal the treasures. As we praise you, this land will yield our fruits. In the name of Jesus, America, we speak to you. You will yield our fruits. In the name of Jesus, we shall not suffer in this land, but we shall receive that which belongs to us. Father, we thank you. Oh, we thank you, Lord, because you've said the battle belongs to you. And we believe that you are going to fight for us, even as you fought for Jehoshaphat and the children of Israel. You told them to stand still. Lord, we are going to stand still and see your mighty hand working for us in this land. We thank you and we bless you in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, even for Pastor Tony. Father, you've called him in this land for a purpose, that your servant will not be frustrated. In the name of Jesus, you will send a hand of help where he will need help in the name of Jesus. In this work, it is not easy, but Lord, it is possible with you. In the name of Jesus, give him the grace that he needs. In the name of Jesus, as he works for you, Lord, you will cause men from the east and from the west and from the north, the financiers, to finance this ministry, oh God. We thank you for this day. Thank you for Evangelist Hilda, Lord. Father, you brought her here for a purpose. Lord, she has toiled, she has worked for you. The battles that she's not able to fight for herself, I pray that you may fight for her in the name of Jesus, because the battle does not belong to her, but the battle belongs to the Lord. Thank you because you're expanding our ministry in this land and abroad. We thank you and we bless you in Jesus' name. Amen.